Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
In a conspiracy like this, you build from the outer edges and you go step by step.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Ain't no man ever got the best of me, and there ain't gonna be!
Ladies and gentlemen...
Yes, sir, happy days are here again.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, having celebrated now 30 years. Next week will mark 30 years of radio. Pedro Fernandez in 3 decades of radio, entering my 4th decade of radio. Good God, who would have thought? Doing little short clips with Charles J in 1984 and 1985 in Florida. Then we moved to Las Vegas. We did our thing on KBEG, I believe, in Las Vegas for a while. And then, of course, came to San Francisco, 15-minute show on KEST. And then, well, went to the networks after that. Historian Ron Marshall hooked me up with the Talk America. Take that back. It was called the Sports Final Network back then, which he became the Talk America Network. And I spent about 15 years with him, but straight up. Man, it's been a long ride, 30-plus years now. We're having a good time. Next week, we'll celebrate the 30-year show next Saturday and Sunday, 30 years of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Now, before we go to this bad jam by Tower of Power talking about the oil in the ground, how come gas prices are so high, don't forget, you can download the iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com and take Ring Talk anywhere you go, 24-7 on your smartphone or your tablet. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Thanks for joining us.
Shout out to your kids while you're driving around downtown. There's only so much oil in the ground. We can't cut loose without that juice. Can't cut loose without that juice. If we keep on like we're doing, then for sure we'll not be cool. It's the fact we just ain't got sufficient fuel. Cause there's only so much oil in the ground.
Hello, you have reached Easy Office Phone. If you know the extension of the person you are calling, please press 1 now. For features like unlimited North American calling, voicemail to email, and web-based control, press 2 now. If you are calling for a free month of service and $25 off all Panasonic handsets, press 3 now. To speak with an Easy Office Phone agent about cloud-based business phone service, call 866-671-0111 or visit easyofficephone.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Vitor Belfort, Chris Weidman hooking it up for the world UFC middleweight title, UFC 181, December 6th from the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Belfort, I hope you get destroyed because he was one of those cheaters, you know, did the steroid thing and the testosterone replacement therapy. And, you know, with the the big NFL things regarding the domestic violence and guys beating up kids and all this kind of good stuff. Listen, when you combine testosterone with anything, you're going to have issues because testosterone is a hormone that sometimes goes out of control, especially when you're shooting, you know, supplements into your body. I mean, if you're taking added testosterone that you really don't need, you're only taking it so you can have better muscles and your muscles can recover faster and you can train harder and you can be a better athlete. Well, guess what? There are side effects to that. It's called roid rage and things like that. And of course, you know, this deal that went down in Atlantic City as far as the NFL player knocking out his girlfriend, who is now his wife. Listen, I'm an ex-cop, and I'm not one for domestic violence, although I've seen combative relationships in which couples battle each other. And I've seen guys get, you know, get lit up, get hurt, get scratched up, get beat up. And I've seen girls get cracked around. But I understand it's not fair for a man to hit a woman, but it shouldn't be fair for a woman to hit a man either. She hit him, he hit her, they were both at wrong, he hit her with a fist and knocked her out. Evidently, she hit her head on the handle of the elevator on the way down, and boom, she was out cold. So all I can say is this, okay? When you combine testosterone with alcohol, man, look out. And he was pretty lit up. He looked pretty lit up. She looked pretty lit up. They were in a Velle Casino, which is now closed, I believe, in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It was supposed to be the comeback hotel for the Atlantic City Boardwalk, and it flopped. It failed miserably. They're wondering why. What happened? Because remember, they were like advertised on the show saying, we've got boxing, we're doing this, can you give us some play and give us some advertisement, things like that. And we were doing it, and they just went belly up. The Revelle Hotel is no longer no more. Of course, HBO sort of blew their cover on that when they televised a show there a couple weeks ago and said, the hotel isn't closed yet, but it might be closed tomorrow. Yeah, way to go, Jim Lampley. Let's talk about the UFC. Of course, the UFC now, the premier legend. I mean, the legend. It's a legendary brand in the world of mixed martial arts. But right now, it's the number one. It's the New York Yankees of the mixed martial arts world. Yeah, there's Bellator, and Bellator is a good AAA club. And there's Invicta, which has all women fighting for them and things like that. So there's some other sanctioning bodies, and there's that one sanctioning body that Ben Askren's with. I can't remember the name of that. But, you know, there are a few little promoters or whatever you want to call them, UFC type of companies out there that you can go to work for. But is the money there? The money supposedly with the UFC. But in the UFC, there's only a few guys making the big bucks as well. Randy Couture, Tito Ortiz, Chuck Liddell. Chuck Liddell made a lot of money, put away a lot of money. But the guys on the lower end, much like in boxing, they're not making a lot of money. I mean, if you're getting $4,000 or $8,000 for a fight, and you only fight three times a year, that's $24,000. If you're a full-time fighter, how are you going to pay your bills and train? How can you pay for your cell phone? How can you pay your cell phone and feed yourself on $24,000 a year? I don't care where you live. If you live maybe in Montana and you got your own farm, maybe, and you got chickens and all that kind of good stuff. But outside of that, you've got to buy food. You've got to live. $24,000 after taxes. What's that? 20? 21? Who knows? Anyway, can't make a living on that. The UFC needs to do something as far as the undercard fighters are concerned. I think that eventually I can see the UFC fighters organizing themselves. One smart guy coming out and saying, you know what, we need to start some type of a union and organization, and I think they will in time get representation. Will it be fought fiercely by Dana White and the Fertitta family? Of course, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, who own the UFC, along with the government of Dubai, who holds 13% of the UFC, of Zuffa Sports, their parent company. Yeah, they're going to fight it, but, you know, eventually, I think eventually the fighters will win on that one. I really do. Speaking of fighters winning, wow. Andre Arlovsky, former UFC heavyweight title holder, of course, not a guy with a great chin. Well, he took on a guy last night with a lesser chin. I'm talking about Antonio Silva. I think they called him Bigfoot, but he's just one of the... I saw him in San Jose about 5 years ago. He was going into an elevator with a girl, and he was... and I'm not trying to be... He was the most unattractive man I've ever seen in my life. He looked like a gorilla with a passport, like Megilla, like some cartoon character, Megilla Gorilla back from the Hanna-Barbera days. I mean, he just looked like a gorilla to me. He looked like a Neanderthal. He just did, okay? And, of course, he got destroyed. I mean, destroyed by Cain Velasquez. I mean, he was beaten so bad, and last night he was looking like, you know, it was the Cain Velasquez fight all over again. This time it was Andre Arlovsky. Okay, trying to do his thing, trying to come back. A TKO, take it back, a KO in one, 2 minutes and 59 seconds. Of course, UFC rounds are 5 minutes, and that was the main event, which meant it was a five-minute rounds. That's what it had been for the main event. The other fights are 3 5-minute rounds. Speaking of other fights, lightweight, Gleison DeBell, that's 155 pounds, and UFC heavyweights are from 206 or 205 plus to 265. Gleison DeBell beat Petur Hallman. That was a decision. It was a split, 28-29 one way and 29-28 twice for the winner, DeBell. Leonardo Santos was the winner over Efren Escudero. That was a unanimous nod, 29-28 across the board, 2-1. Santiago Ponzinibbio, he took on Wendell Oliveira, TKO'd him in one round. At the time was 1 minute and 20 seconds with punches. A chick fight was on the card, Jessica Andrade. Can she fight? I don't know. Ronda was down there looking at her. So, you know, Ronda was down there to take a look at these two bantamweights. Jessica Andrade was a winner. Larissa Pacheco was the loser. She lost via submission guillotine choke in the first round, 4 minutes and 33 seconds into the opener. But, you know, Ronda was there. And Ronda's making a lot of appearances lately at UFC events. I understand that, you know, they're trying to make her the superstar that she already is. Okay, you don't have to build her up anymore. I really don't think you need to. I just think you need to put her in there with somebody on a forum other than pay-per-view. Because if you put her on, I don't know, NBC or Fox, the big network or something like that, see, you would expose her to millions upon millions of people that might not see her just, you know, going the pay-per-view route. So if you put her on one of these Fox cards and let her fight a decent fighter on one of these Fox cards, are there any decent fighters out there for her because she's so head and shoulders above the rest? But you get her in a fight on Fox, and then you tell this is the, you know, you let her talk, you let her do her thing beforehand, you let her do her thing afterwards. They get to see the whole Ronda act, and they realize Ronda's a real deal. So all of a sudden, many, many people, many more people that weren't inclined to pay pay-per-view might want to spend the money to watch Ronda. See, that's what you got to do. You got to promote Ronda by putting her on free TV. And these folks, they're really stubborn. Dana White and his people in there in Vegas are so stubborn. They just don't want to do things. They're sometimes the best. I mean, they should have done that when Ronda was with Strikeforce. I mean, they were doing those CBS cards. So they should have done it then. I mean, Ronda would be a huge name, a bigger name than she is now. And she's a big name, probably in the top 10 pound for pound as far as UFC fighters are concerned, with John Jones being number one. Of course, John Jones going to the post January the 3rd in Las Vegas against the premier light heavyweight challenger, the former Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, Wow, undefeated, never been taken off his feet. The real deal. I'm talking about Daniel Cormier, folks. Ranked amateur, U.S. champion. I think he was in the Olympics. I mean, he is like, as far as grappling is concerned, he's got it. Okay, John Jones has got the reach. Is John Jones going to be able to utilize that 6'4" body? I just don't know. I mean, because standing up, he's not all that great standing up. Because, you know, Cormier is going to be bent over. He's going to be down. And John Jones is going to have to bring it up, either kicks or uppercuts or something like that, to get Cormier's attention. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think Cormier wins that fight January 3rd. That's UFC in Las Vegas, of course, for the World Championship. Speaking of the heavyweight champion, going in December, Cain Velasquez, Fabrice Werdum, down there in Mexico City. Cain is my man, trying to get him on the show, but he's not returning calls. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. That UFC Fight Night 51 last night in Brazil drew 8,822 people to the Brazil Ginásio Nelson Gym. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You know, it's been bittersweet because this is where I started my career. This is where I built my career, all in this organization, you know. So it's bittersweet to see it go. But you know what, man, it's all about progression. And, you know, I was actually going to be out of Strikeforce anyway, but you know, it's a business, man. We really have no idea what went on behind the scenes to get to this point. So outside of just emotionally feeling like, man, I would have loved Strikeforce to continue on, I really don't know much on the subject, you know?
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You only got two ways out, dead and feet first.
Let Frankie do his thing here, Scott. Let Frankie do his thing. Year-old Frankie Valli played Livermore, California a couple of weeks ago. I saw him last year in Thunder Valley up near Sacramento. Wow, what a performer. All I can say is I've seen him like two or three times in my life, and he's what, if you've got a bucket list, put Frankie Valli on your bucket list. He's 80 years old. I don't know how long more he's going to continue the tour, but the man that brought us the Jersey Boys is still running in fine form. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Live worldwide this hour. You're inside looking to the Four Seasons. No, to the world of mixed martial arts, of course. USC going down last USC fight night. We were talking earlier about the testosterone issue in sports, and you know, guys couple that with alcohol and or drugs, or maybe just the fact that they get punched in the head, which isn't healthy for anybody. Some guys take it well, some guys don't take it at all. Okay, what about this guy, Jonathan Coppenhaver, a.k.a. the War Machine? Remember him? He was arrested a couple of weeks ago for beating his girlfriend and that porn star in Las Vegas, Christy Mack. Like, he, like, chopped off her hair, and he did all kinds of vile things to her. I mean, but he's nuts. These guys are nuts. And when you've got a nutty guy to begin with, and you're giving him, like, testosterone, it's sort of like throwing gasoline on a barbecue grill. I mean, you're going to get flames there. There's going to be a reaction. It's not going to be good, okay? It's just not good. So when you hear these NFL players going off, I think NFL players go off at a greater rate per capita than baseball players. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the ethnic backgrounds of a lot of guys involved. Some guys grew up in households where domestic violence is cool. I mean, people of color, yeah, it happens in houses of color more than I think it happens in Caucasian households across the country. At least that was my experience as a policeman. Okay, so guys with different cultural backgrounds, different ethnic experiences, have problems dealing with domestic violence issues. Okay, the guy from the NFL guy, I mean, he knocked that girl out and she married him in the elevator. I mean, knocked her out cold. I mean, it was boom. I mean, there was no doubt that he didn't hit her. But here's my beef on the thing. It's called double jeopardy, okay? Once you're tried and convicted of something in the United States or tried and acquitted of something in the United States, that's it. They can't go back and get a second bite of the apple. I mean, you can't. Maybe the Justice Department can indict you on some civil rights laws like they did the cops down there that beat up on Rodney King in L.A. about 10 or 15 years ago. But, I mean, outside of that, once they've prosecuted you and either you've been convicted and or you've been acquitted, it's over. You can't go back a second time. And I think the NFL, they went back a second time when they upped this guy's suspension from two games to indefinitely. I don't think what he did was worthy of two games. I think the suspension should have been a little bit more than two games. But to ban him forever and to fire him from the team and things like that, I thought that was, you know, a little bit jumping the gun. I realize the National Organization of Women and other organizations will be coming down on the NFL pretty hard, and they are already. But, you know, what can I say? There's going to be bad apples in every bunch, but there's going to be bad apples in the NFL basket because of testosterone. When you put testosterone, you know, steroids, you mix testosterone with them. I mean, these guys, they're violent. That's what their thing is. They're violent to begin with. They have to be violent. That's part of their job, is being violent. And some guys just can't turn it off. I knew guys that boxed and that fought, and they were terrible to be with in the public eye. Because they were always on edge, looking to smack somebody, looking to establish themselves. I mean, come on, man. You're a professional fighter. Just chill. But no, some guys, they just don't have it. And as it stands right now, the NFL's got problems. The UFC's got problems. I mean, all these sports that are testosterone-driven, even boxing to an extent, okay, are going to have these issues with guys freaking out and having roid rages. It's just the way it is. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. The USC fight night last night, as I said, from Brazil, 8,000 people showed up, and it was on USC fight night. It was on Fox Sports 1, which is sort of cool. The bonuses of the night went to Andre Arlovsky, got a $50,000 bonus, as did Gio
Teodofredo Castro. They both got $50,000 bonuses. The fight of the night, I guess both those guys got $50,000 bonuses as well. Gleison DeBoe and Petor Hallman. So that figures, man. Now see, that's pretty good. If you got like 40 grand to fight, and then you got like 50 grand in, you know, in a bonus, that'd be like 90, and you can do that three times a year. Wow, you know, that's 270,000 bucks. All of a sudden, that's looking pretty good. Okay, but if you're making 4,000, and you know, you don't get the bonuses, and you only get these $4,000 paydays, and you fight three or four times a year, 20,000 bucks is not going to, you know, pay for your rent and your food and your cell phone and all that kind of good stuff. UFC 51 is history, of course. UFC Fight Night 51, history from Brazil. The next UFC event, and UFC sort of been, how can I put this? Maybe they're giving us too much. Maybe they're just oversaturating things. But, you know, I'm having a hard time keeping up with everything, and I'm a UFC nut. But September the 20th, the UFC coming to us from Japan. That's right. They go back to Saitama, Japan. Of course, they were there about, I guess, about a year, year and a half ago. But they drew well in that venue, and they're bringing heavyweights back. Mark Hunt, the slow and Samoan, I call him. He's big, he's slow, he's Samoan, but he can punch, okay? And he's tough, and he can punch. Did I mention he could punch? Anyway, take it on Roy Big Country Nelson, who's continued to improve, but he just might be like, this is a battle of gatekeepers right here. Mark Hunt, Roy Nelson, battle of gatekeepers in the main event, September the 20th, heavyweights from Japan. I really do think so. These are gatekeepers. Roy Nelson, if you can't beat Roy Nelson, you can't get into like the top 8 or 10 of the UFC in the heavyweight division. Same applies to Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt, I think, will be tough fight here. Mark Hunt, Roy Nelson, who do you like? Big Country or Hunt? I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to take Mark Hunt. I'm going to take Mark Hunt by a knockout in the first or second round. It's a five-round fight. Miles Jury and Takanori Gomi are going to go in a lightweight bout. That's 155 pounds. Welterweight's 170 pounds. Yoshiro Akiyama taking on Amira Sarala. And Misha Tate, she's back. Misha! Of course, she got burned, beaten up badly. I mean, man. What can I say? You mess with the queen, you get thrashed. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. Ronda thrashed Misha Tate. Misha Tate coming back, taking on Rin Nakai. Of course, Rin Nakai is from Japan. And they're trying to build up these Japanese fighters over there because eventually they're going to have like the, you know, the Ultimate Fighter Japan, the Ultimate Fighter Thailand, the Ultimate Fighter, you know, I mean, the Ultimate Fighter everywhere. They're going to set up Ultimate Fighter shows in just about every little country because every country will have their own television program. See, you don't have to broadcast this stuff worldwide. In other words, if you had a UFC Thailand, and you kept it in Thailand, the Ultimate Fighter Thailand, you just kept it on the television in Thailand, keep promoting the shows in Thailand, make it an all-Thailand event. I mean, the UFC, all they're doing is lending a name to it and making a lot of money. And, of course, building the sport and building the brand. The UFC brand is accelerating as far as value is concerned. Some people valued it at better than $1 billion. I was told $1.2 billion. Man, that's a lot of money. Misha Tate, women bantamweight, ranked probably about number 3, I think, according to the latest UFC results at 135 pounds involving women. A couple other fights in the card, 11 fights in all. So it's going to be a pretty good card. It'll be on Fight Pass. That's a UFC Fight Pass. Will not be on Fox Sports 1, so which means you probably have to go to a website in Europe and watch it on the internet, unless you've got Fight Pass or you pay the 10 bucks a month for Fight Pass. What Fight Pass brings you is cards like this. Roy Nelson and Mark Hunt. These shows should be on Fox Sports 2, but they're coming on Fox Sports 1, but they're coming at you at an incredible hour. They're going to do this over there for like, you know, which will be like 4 o'clock in the morning. So what? Let it go on a delayed basis. Show it later. But see, the problem with delayed fights now, putting fights on a delayed basis like you used to do in the past, used to be sort of cool. On a Saturday afternoon, they could air a fight, a boxing match on television back east at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, and then run it at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. And because the internet wasn't involved and, you know, there weren't people on the phone telling you who won the fight and things like that, and you weren't getting faxes and emails, things like that, so you didn't know who won the fight. So they showed the fight at your 4:30 on the West Coast, and it would be all new to you. Well, now with the advent of the internet and all this instant technology, this, you know, boom, you know what's happening. You can't do that anymore. So I guess the UFC figures, why put it on TV when not too many people are going to watch it? But the UFC Fight Pass are going to give this to their faithful. More power to them. UFC Fight Pass, of course, September the 20th in the main event, Mark Hunt and Roy Nelson. Am I excited about that? Can you tell? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7867. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I anticipate Zach Attack Young in our next segment, of course, talking mixed martial arts, UFC, Bellator, Evicta. He's got it down. I mean, this guy's like a Bible when it comes to both boxing and mixed martial arts. Just run names at him, run fights at him. And he's a young guy, and he's a smart guy, and he comes up with, like, boom, boom, all the figures, the times, the dates, all the results. Wow. You know, like I told you, he's got to be smart. He came to San Francisco and stayed here for like $50 a night and stayed in like a $250 room. How do you do that? Priceline.com. Took Southwest as well. Came up on a budget. Yeah, like $150, $200 a night room at the minimum he got for $50 a pop. More power to my next guest, Zach Attack Young. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is one of the most beautiful songs of all time. The aforementioned Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside, effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Nick Bonsanto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsanto Show, weekdays 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsanto Show, weekdays 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Network.
When you really break it down and you look at it, it's science. You know, as you get older, your testosterone starts to get lower. Science has figured out a way to get it back up to even. But in like all things, when money is involved, people will find ways to cheat. And even though this thing is legal, people have figured out how to cheat on it, so it has to go away. What it is it ruins good fighters. Once you get on this stuff or any type of steroid, you can't get off it. You have to continue to use it, because once you start using it, your body stops producing it like it did before. So it's definitely not good for you. It's meant for 45, 50-year-old men. That's what it's meant for. It's not meant for young, well-conditioned athletes.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Mighty Guitar, my buddy, Jeff Tamalier. Saw Jeff a couple weeks ago at the Guitar Center over in Emeryville, California. Man, he can play that. He can play that guitar, boy. Looking at the UFC top 15. Get this, folks. I don't know if you can agree with these ratings or not, but is somebody stoned over there at the UFC office doing this? I mean, are they doing drugs? Are they hallucinating on something or something like this? Because figure out this list. John Jones. Okay, not a problem with John Jones. Once beaten light heavyweight champion, of course, out of Atlanta, GA. Lost that one fight on a DQ. And, of course, Chris Hamill, he beat Chris Hamill to death. If they fought 19 times, he beat him like 25 times. So John Jones, the best in the world, according to most people in the MMA industry. Jose Aldo, number two, the 145-pound champion of the UFC. I don't know about him being number two. He's had a long undefeated reign as far as not being beat, I think, since 2008. But, you know, that was the same story with Mr. Renan Brea, who we'll get to in just a minute. Cain Velasquez, number three. I don't know why Cain's not higher than Aldo. I mean, Cain's never lost a round. He's never lost a round. He got clipped that one time by Junior Dos Santos in the quick knockout, which kicked off the Fox network in USC back in the day about 2.5 years ago. But outside of that, you know, he's come back. He beat Junior Dos Santos twice, and he is like a monster. He's the most I've never seen a fighter with such cardiovascular recovery as Cain Velasquez, for a heavyweight especially. I mean, he recovers like these guys 135, 140 pounds do. Now, number four is the man will be coming up in the upcoming pay-per-view. I'm talking about UFC 178, Demetrius Johnson, the world flyweight champion, of course, 125 pounds. Chris, number five is Chris Weidman. He's down one notch from last week. I don't know why. They do this like a weekly basis. And Anthony Pettis, the world lightweight champion, is number six, and I can agree with that. Anderson Silva, number seven. You got to be kidding. He's been knocked out two fights. Weidman knocks him out the first time. I mean, knocks him out cold. There's just no argument about this. He's snoring. They could have counted the 400. He wasn't getting up, okay? So he gets knocked out. He says, oh, it was a bad night for me. Then he comes back in the rematch, and he breaks his leg when Weidman checks his kick with his knee, which is the way you do it. I mean, it wasn't meant to break his leg, but it was meant to hurt him and dissuade him from pulling that move again. Well, guess what? He never pulled it again because he broke his leg almost in two. So Anderson Silva still ranked number seven by the UFC in these pound-for-pound ratings. Give me a break. Number eight is Ronda Rousey, the undefeated world women's bantamweight champion, 135 pounds. I think she's like 10-0 now. Of course, a lot of those arm bars, but she's been knocking people out of late. Renan Barreiro, number nine. Didn't Renan Barreiro just get beat in May? Got beat from the first round on. Got stopped in the fifth round by T.J. Dillashaw, the current reigning world bantamweight champion. Didn't he just, like, knock Mate Wake 2 weeks ago? He was supposed to fight Dillashaw in a rematch up there in Sacramento, California, towards the end of August. He didn't make weight. Remember that? They had to pull in some guy at the last minute, some hobo from around up north. I mean, come on. Come on. Number nine in the rankings? Was knocked out in his last fight. He's number nine in the rankings. And the guy that knocked him out is two shots lower than him at number 11? Come on. Number 10, Johnny Hendricks. Ah, Johnny's a bit overrated. Number 11, T.J. Dillashaw. I don't know. I think T.J. deserves to be higher than Renan Braille, without a doubt. The man he knocked out, these backwards. What are they thinking? How does Dana White defend this stuff? Does anybody ever call him on that? Do they? I mean, come on. Number 12 is Vitor Belfort. Why is Vitor number 12? Because he took that testosterone replacement and beat up on Michael Bisping and a couple other guys this year, okay? And he won't be able to use that against Chris Weidman when they fight later this year. So more power to the state of Nevada for banning this testosterone replacement therapy. Vitor Belfort will get – Vitor, this is like a death match for you. I'm serious. Chris Weidman is going to put you down and out, and the prodigy, whatever they want to call you, the phenom, guess what? All that will be done. They'll be calling you over with. He can't use steroids. He's a different athlete. You've seen him on roids. He looks great. He looks like he's 25 years old on steroids. When he's not on steroids, he looks like he's about 40. So that's the difference in using HGH and steroids, testosterone replacement therapy. When you can do this and roll back the clock, you know, your body. One guy told me
And one guy that was using testosterone replacement therapy and HGH told me that his eyes got so good that his eyesight improved. He did not need glasses for a while. Of course, he came off the drugs. It was an experiment to put him on him to see what it was like. He was a writer. And his eyesight got better. He said his coordination got better. I mean, he seemed to be feeling better physically, okay, and looking better physically. But this was all due to the HGH, the human growth hormone, which rolls back the clock, as does testosterone replacement therapy. So thank God the Nevada's outlawed that. And my man, Vitor Belfort, is going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree when he takes on Chris Weidman for the World Middleweight Championship. Alexander Gustafsson, he's in at number 13. He's Swede, of course, the once-beaten lad that lost that very controversial nod last year, I believe, to John Jones, the World Light Heavyweight Champion, who's number one. If you come close to beating the number one guy, don't you think you should be higher than number 13? I would think so. And a guy that's way low on the list, the aforementioned Daniel Cormier, former Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion. The guy beat up on Frank Mir, former UFC heavyweight champion, beat up on Josh Barnett, former UFC heavyweight champion. I mean, come on. He beat two former champs. I mean, lit him up like the White House Christmas tree. Beat on him. Beat him down at heavyweight. Now he's fighting at 205 light heavyweight. He was fighting these guys at about 220, 222, like, you know, 10, 15 pounds over the light heavyweight limit. People thought that he would have problems making 205 light heavy, but he's not having problems. He's going to beat John Jones when they meet January the 3rd in Las Vegas for the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship. Of course, this is the big show for the 2015 kickoff of the UFC. Now, number 15 is a bit of a it's sad. When you have Gilbert Melendez, the former Strikeforce lightweight champion, the man that lost that oh-so-controversial decision to Benson Henderson for the World Lightweight Championship, okay? When you combine those, that right there, the fact that he was a Strikeforce champion, the fact that he lost in a debated decision, we can go back and forth over that, over Benson Henderson getting the nod over him. Of course, Benson got the nod over Josh Thompson and other guys as well. He's been the benefit of a lot of calls, but in his last fight, he got beat up real bad, so it looks like Benson might be done as far as 155 is concerned. At 170, he's just too small, and he can't move down to 145. He's too big. But Gilbert Melendez, who's going to take on Anthony Pettis towards the early part of 2015 in a UFC pay-per-view, of course, Anthony Pettis being the lightweight champion, the man that's beat the aforementioned Benson Henderson not once but twice by submission. Yeah, I'm telling you, Pettis is the real deal. He can kick hard. I mean hard, like Chris Weidman hard. I mean, like Silva. These guys, all these guys that are kickers, yeah, well, I think that guy can kick really, really hard, Anthony Pettis. And I think Gilbert Melendez is going to be a tough fight. I think Gilbert Melendez and Anthony Pettis are a pick'em fight. You can toss a coin up in the air. Who's going to win? I just don't know. But you got to look at it this way. It's going to be a great night for the UFC fans, no question about that. So we've got UFC Fight Night coming up September 20th. UFC 178 September 27th from the MGM Grand. Demetrius Johnson and Chris Carrioso. Not too excited about that. The undercard doesn't look all that enticing to me as well. UFC Fight Night comes back October the 4th from Sweden. Then we go to Nova Scotia, Canada, and that's going to be UFC Fight Night October the 4th. Take that back. UFC is going to go with two fight nights on the same night. One's going to be in Sweden. The other's going to be in Canada. See, they're doing things, boxing people. I mean, they're doing NFL-like stuff. And yeah, they're really going places. I'm telling you, the UFC has got this marketing thing down, and they're doing the right things at the right time in the right places. What more can you ask for if you're a company? I mean, doing the right things at the right time in the right places. Man. Two UFC fight nights going October the 4th. Scotland, take it back. Nova Scotia, Canada, one spot. And Stockholm, Sweden, the other. Man, it's going to be a rocking night as far as the UFC is concerned. But that'll be from Europe. So there'll be probably fights be coming to us maybe. I guess the Canada fight will be like a little after Eastern time. But Sweden, they're about 6 hours ahead of us. So that'll probably be in the afternoon. So I'm anticipating the Canada card will be on Fox Sports 1. And the Sweden card will be on Fight Pass. That's the way I think it's going to go down October the 4th. October the 25th, they go back to Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. I'm talking about Jose Aldo and Chad Mendes too, UFC 179. Jose Aldo, the 145-pound champion, has a loss in 2008. But then again, Renan Barreiro hadn't lost in 2008 either, and he got beat up, he got lit up, got knocked out by T.J. Dillashaw. Of course, T.J. Dillashaw, the reigning 135-pound world bantamweight champion. A UFC fight night, November the 8th. Another two nights, two fight night. Talk about Michael Bisping and Luke Rockhold. That'll come to you from Sydney, Australia, the All Phones Arena down there. And in Brazil, Brazil, it's going to be Shogun Rua. It's going to be in the main event. So two fights, two fight cards, two different nights, November the 8th, 2014. The UFC going wild with two night fight cards on one night, both from outside the United States. The 15th, they go to Mexico. Of course, that is the World Heavyweight Championship, UFC 180. Cain Velasquez taking on Fabrice Werdum. Werdum considered a worthy challenger. Yeah, right. Listen, nobody's going to be able to beat Cain Velasquez. I don't think so. Unless Cain gets, like, caught on the chin. Because I saw him get wobbled against Junior Dos Santos in that second fight. He sort of got wobbled and sort of did a little bit of a dance at the beginning of the second fight. But outside of that, and getting knocked out and getting drilled by Dos Santos with that one punch early on in the first fight, he really hasn't been hit hard. He really hasn't lost. I mean, he's like, hasn't lost a round, hasn't been taken off his feet. I mean, he's scary. And Fabrice Werdum's a good fighter. But, you know, he's taking on Cain Velasquez. It's sort of like Superboy taking on Superman. I mean, I just don't think anybody's going to beat Velasquez for a long, 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 long time. Remember what I said? Long, long time. November 22nd, the day that Kennedy was killed in that coup d'etat back there in 1963 down there in Dallas, Texas. The Frank Erwin Center in Austin, Texas plays host to UFC Fight Night, UFC Fight Night 57. There'll be nobody on that card as far as the names are concerned in the UFC website yet, so it's to be announced. And that will be on Fox Sports 1. Then we come back with UFC 181. The aforementioned Chris Weidman taking on Vitor Belfort. Mandalay Bay Event Center, December the 6th. Then we go to the Ultimate Fighter finale. Fox Sports 1. Hard Rock Cafe and Hotel of Casino. December the 12th. The Ultimate Fighter team finale. I'm talking about Team Pettis versus Team Melendez. Who's going to win that? That's going to be pretty good. That really is. I mean, they both got good fighters, different. They've got chicks on the team. They've got guys on the team. They've got different weights on the team. They're really opening up this Ultimate Fighter thing like you've never seen it before. And I think that it's expanding. It's evolving in time. And I think that it'll continue to be the longest running reality show in the history of, you know, United States television. It's the real deal. I mean, when these guys fight, they're fighting. There's no joking about it. There's no like, hi, golly gee whiz, how are you? No, no. UFC on Fox 13 goes down December the 13th, the day after the Ultimate Fighter finale. U.S. Airways Center, Phoenix, Arizona. Straight up, nobody on that card. Yes, UFC Fight Night, the 20th of December from Brazil. And then, of course, Jones and Cormier, John Jones and Daniel Cormier at UFC 182 for the World Light Heavyweight Championship. That's going down January the 3rd. And I'm telling you right now, Cormier is going to beat Jones, and Cormier will become the next light heavyweight champion of the world. He'll become a superstar in the world of mixed martial arts, and he'll do it quietly. He will let his ability speak for it. John Jones likes to, you know, he likes to showboat. He likes to gloat a little bit. But Cormier doesn't need to showboat. He doesn't need to gloat. He is the real deal, the solid wrestling base, the solid amateur background. I think he's going to take John Jones out of his game. Won't be able to use that height and reach like he has in the past. Cormier gets him down, it's all over. Submission time. I'm talking about John Jones ending up doing a submission. He's going to submit. I think I'm submitting to Cormier probably within the third or the fourth round. Ain't going to go the distance. I don't think so. Of course, that's UFC 182, January 3rd, 2015. All the latest UFC fights are available at UFC.com, the Ultimate Fighting website. Of course, UFC is owned by the Zuffa Sports Company down there in Las Vegas, Nevada. That is owned by Dana White, who owns 10%, Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta, who own the majority of the company, and, of course, the Dubai government owned 13%. So straight up, it is an international thing. That is the UFC. UFC rocking and rolling. Who's this, Fats Domino? Jackie Wilson? The first Michael Jackson? That's what he said. Michael Jackson learned everything he learned was from Jackie Wilson. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Say you will. Download the iHeartRadio app and take Ring Talk anywhere you go around the world on your tablet or your smartphone. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
My heart is crying, crying, lonely teardrops.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Bellator MMA. Straight up, they're coming back, of course, Friday nights on Spike TV. 18-7 is Doug Marshall. Melvin Manhoff is something like, I don't know, 28-11. No great records there, but of course, that is the Bellator, and that's on Spike TV, 9 p.m., September the 26th. They've got a card going on. They got one the 19th, so the 19th and 26th. On Spike TV, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 delayed on the West Coast as well, 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Of course, you can catch your prelims at Spike.com starting at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Hoping to have Dave Meltzer next week. Of course, the godfather, I mean, he's like Larry Merchant, the Larry Merchant of MMA. He knows it all. There's no subject I've ever thrown at Dave Meltzer, which he hasn't had an answer for me. I'm serious. He's like a Bible. He's just like a genius. So hopefully Dave Meltzer will do the MMA end of the show next week with us. And, of course, Larry Merchant. I'll try to have Larry back for our 30th anniversary show next Saturday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Once again, birthday wishes to my fantastic promoter. My promoter, my producer, the man that, like, puts me together. I'm talking about Mr. Scott Cuddy and Ron Wong, number one fan of ringtalk.com. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, go to the iHeartRadio.com website, download the iHeartRadio app, and take Ring Talk anywhere you go via your smartphone or your tablet. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect.